With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, it was in the last day of Lot. They were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained down from the sky to destroy them. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other will be left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, and the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord.
When I was in Sunday school, we sang so many songs, so many of them. I'm going to do two of them, which you may already know. The first one is, "My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes." Do you know it? "My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. They all belong to Jesus." Do you know it? You've never heard it? Okay, let's try it. I want you to stand. Let us try it. Okay, can you stand? Let's try it. "My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. They all belong to Jesus." Faster. "My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. They all belong to Jesus." It can be faster and faster and faster. Please be seated. So do you think your whole body belongs to Jesus? Your whole body, does it belong to Jesus? Are you sure? Then the other song is, "He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. He's got the whole wide world in his hands." Yes, he does. That was the first reading from today, from the book of Wisdom, chapter 13. The book of Wisdom, the author of the book of Wisdom says to those who do not believe in God, "Can't you see creation? Can't you see the beauty, the order in creation? Why would you still think that there is no God?" The first reading of today. He addresses the foolishness of those who do not believe in God. You may want to go back home and read Wisdom chapter 13. St. Thomas Aquinas. Have you heard of St. Thomas Aquinas? Where is Thomas? I think I know Thomas. Yes. St. Thomas Aquinas, a Dominican, once gave 5 proofs for the existence of God. 5 proofs. 5 reasons why you should believe that God exists. It is called the 5 ways. The 5 ways. The first is the argument of motion. Motion. The second one is the argument of cause. The third one is the argument of contingency. The fourth one is the argument of gradation of perfection. gradation of perfection. And the fifth one is the argument from design. The argument of design. I don't know how many of them I will have the time to explain, but let's try. The argument of motion says everything that exists is in motion. Everything, there is motion going on in the world. And the various motions that are going on was set in place by another motion, another motion, another motion. And he says, there cannot be an infinite series of motion. Something must have been the first mover that moved all these things to be in motion. And that first and unmoved mover is God. The second argument is the argument of cause and effect. Something causes something and there is an effect. There cannot be an infinite series of causes. There cannot be an infinite series. Something must be the first cause that caused other things to exist. That first cause is God. And he speaks about contingency and necessary being, the third one. He says some things could just be and may not have existed, but they exist because something made them exist. And because something made them exist, there cannot be an infinite series of, you know, something that would not have a necessary end. There must be something that is of necessity that cannot but exist. And the fourth one is the gradation of perfection, he says. You know, just in comparison, we say good, gooda, goodest. Is that good, gooda, goodest? Is that how you say it? What is it? Good, better, best. You know, when we're growing up, we used to take tests and we say good, gooda, goodest. You know, you fail. It's not. So when you say something is good, you know something is better, you know something is best. There must be something that is perfect. Perfect in comparison. And the last one is the one I love so much. When you have something of art, you know, something, a drawing, like you have the things of this world that is beautiful, you have a drawing. The drawing tells you that there was an artist, right? The drawing, like a beautiful piece of art, tells you that somebody must have drawn that piece of art. There must have been an artist. You look at the world, you look at the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, and everything is beautiful. Not too long ago, how many of you saw the Northern Lights? I was looking out for it, I didn't see it. The Northern Lights, you know, is beautiful. You look at the cosmology, you look at the world, you look at everything that has been arranged. The antiphon to the Responsorial Psalm says, the heavens are telling the glory of God, and all creation is shouting for joy. Our opening song. So the argument of design is the one that speaks to me, you know, the fifth one. For there to be something of beauty, something of art, there must be an artist. And that is God. And that's why we as a work of art, we belong to God because God made us. My head, my shoulder, my knees, my toes, they all belong to God because he made us. And he's got the whole world in his hands. May the Lord help us to believe that there is God. And let us continue to pray for those who do not believe there is God, because truly, there is God. Amen. 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 Amen.